I'm Kate, and in the studio with me, it is a pleasure to have Claire Bickley with the Stratford Film Festival. Claire, how's it going?
It's going great. It's going great. We're just so excited always to be here and share with everybody what we're cooking up for, you know, this weekend and beyond, and what we've been up to, which is always a lot.
Yes, and speaking of cooking up, well, back at the end of March, you had dinner and a movie at the Bruce Hotel, and it looked like it was just an amazing event.
It was gorgeous. It was a beautiful event in every aspect. So it was we've done movie events. We did our sold out It's a Wonderful Life mm-hmm. events before Christmas. This was our first dinner in a movie event. And so we showed this incredibly beautiful, really evocative, dreamy French film called The Taste of Things mm-hmm. with Juliette Binoche, who we require to be in every French food movie, don't we? I think. So fantastic movie. But the thing we didn't know how it was going to work for people to be watching a movie while also eating a 5-course dinner.
Right, yeah.
And the dinner, the food, do I need to say, the Bruce, the food was exquisite.
Phenomenal,
it was phenomenal, and it was all designed. The sommelier and the chef screened the film, mm-hmm. and they designed the menu and the accompaniments not to literally replicate what was in the film, but to capture the essence and the feel. And they absolutely nailed it. It was beautiful. But the wild card was, and we should have known that Bruce is always perfect, but the wild card for us was, okay, you've got 50 people watching right. a movie. Is it going to be disruptive when they're being served 5 courses?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Bruce servers are ninjas. I don't know. It was like food would just appear.
They just snuck up. Yeah. Yeah.
They were fantastic. So thank you to them. Everyone had a wonderful night. Thanks to you guys here, we got people from further afield than we have so far. We got people from London.
Oh, amazing.
I was sitting with these wonderful ladies, Mary and Norma from St. Mary's, and they were at their first Stratford Film Festival event, and they heard about it on the radio. So
that is awesome. I'm so glad to hear that. Yeah. Thanks to anyone who, bought the tickets after hearing it on the air with us. That's awesome.
Yeah. And we will be doing more special events for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you've got a special screening coming up this Saturday, April 12th at the Stratford City Hall Auditorium, Rice Boy Sleeps. Can you tell us a little bit about this film?
So this is our monthly screening series. So this is the film that we're featuring this month. It is a Korean-Canadian film called Rice Boy Sleeps. I've seen this, obviously, and it's wonderful. It's a very emotional, immersive film.
Mm-hmm.
It's set in the early 90s in Vancouver. It's about this incredibly courageous, but kind of salty, I love her, young mom who, things go awry in Korea, and mm-hmm. she brings her little boy and moves to Canada with no language, no one, no mm-hmm. friends, no supports. And it's the story about how they navigate that right up until the point when he's about 15 years old. So,
wow.
So I know it's in Korean and English.
Awesome.
And so here's the thing. Some people may say, oh, I don't know, will I relate to this film? Okay. This film has been all over the world. Mm-hmm. It's been praised. It's won audience awards all over the world. This is so cross-cultural. This is relatable to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that one of the places they took it where they got the strongest response was in Morocco.
Oh, wow.
So then you've got three very diverse cultures coming together, right, with your audience and your content. And the Moroccans who were at the festival, who gave it the best audience award, mm-hmm. said, this is a story about Moroccan families. So
wow,
honestly, yeah. It's going to hit everybody like that.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, it feels like such a Canadian film. I've been hearing this phrase lately. I don't know if you've heard this. I absolutely love it. That Canadians are born all over the world. Mm-hmm. Some of them just take a while to find their way home.
Aw, I love that. Yeah.
This film makes me think that.
Yeah, for sure. And you have a special guest to talk about the film, Ethan Huang, who is in the film.
Yeah, he's the young male lead, with not the little boy, but the older boy when he's in his teens. Mm-hmm. One of the things we are excited about and proud of, especially, you know, we only started in November. We're brand new still.
Right.
And we're fresh. Yeah. And we've already been chosen to partner with TIFF, with the Toronto International Film Festival, with their TIFF film circuit.
Congratulations. It's amazing.
So excited. That's all Megan yeah. Smith-Harris, our amazing leader and founder. But it brings our audiences incredible opportunities, and this is an example. So because of them, we are able to bring in Ethan Wang mm-hmm. on Saturday. He will be doing an onstage interview after each screening, and then he'll be taking questions from the audience. And we know Stratford audiences are so engaged, and mm-hmm. I know that they'll have great questions. Mm-hmm. I know they'll have questions I don't think of.
So yeah, for sure.
I look forward to that. Ethan is only 20 years old. And this story sounds almost unbelievable, but it is true. So the reason that Ethan will be sitting in a chair at Stratford City Hall on Saturday night, other than the generosity of TIFF, is one bad body check.
Oh, really?
Again, a very Canadian twist. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was a highly competitive hockey player. He played rep hockey for 12 years. His entire life was, we know sports kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
All-consuming sports life. And then he got a terrible body check.
Oh,
he got a
gosh.
Badly broken arm, ended his hockey career. And he thought, well, this acting thing, I should get serious about that. And then he got cast in The Umbrella Academy.
Yes.
On yeah. Netflix.
Loved him in that. Yes.
And the rest, you know, it's not history. He's only 20. The rest is a start. But yeah. What a fascinating trajectory he's already had.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's a very articulate. He's a lovely young man. I know mm-hmm. he's excited about coming to Stratford and meeting people here. I've seen him interviewed. He gives very thoughtful mm-hmm. answers to questions. So
yeah, fabulous. Well, that is going to be really neat. That's this Saturday at the City Hall Auditorium. How do we get our tickets for that?
The best place for information and tickets always is stratfordfilmfestival.com. Look under the tab that says upcoming to mm-hmm. go direct to the ticket link. Tickets are $10 only for students. We'd love to have some young people come out because, you know, he's going to be there and be great. And $15 for adults. We do have pass levels. If you're a pass holder, mm-hmm. you have already paid for your ticket with your pass, but we'd ask you to please reserve a seat so we know numbers to expect and we can plan.
Amazing. And then I know we're talking about April, but we do have a little sneak peek at what's going on in May.
May we have something lovely for our monthly screening, May 17th. It's a documentary that's called The Cowboy and the Queen.
Mm.
It's directed by an Academy Award nominated director. And it's about a cowboy. It's about a horse trainer who disagreed with the traditional ways of training horses by using force and fear. Mm. And, you know, we call it breaking horses.
Right, yeah.
And so Monty came up with a kinder, gentler, highly effective way, which then caught the attention of the horse-loving Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And from that, an unlikely friendship grew.
Interesting.
So, who doesn't miss seeing the Queen?
That's true.
See the Queen.
The Queen on screen, yes.
The Queen on screen. Oh, I saw what you did there. Way to go, Kate. And, you know, speaking of fun, we always do like to do value added for our audiences. Mm. So we have some special surprises in the works for the cowboy and the queen.
Okay.
So, you know, just, you know, somebody said to me, should I come to the one in May? And I said, well, if you say to me, should I not come? I would say, nay. You never know what we're going to do at Stratford City Hall.
Yes, it's true. And then at Stratford City Hall, again, the big festival in November. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, which November seems like a long way off, but, mm-hmm. you know, this year some months are January was 18 weeks long and, you know,
yeah.
the rest of them have been 1 week long.
Exactly.
So, you know, it'll be here before we know it. And that's our first 4-day film festival annual event. Mm-hmm. We're so excited. We are, all of us, our team, are screening films. We've had submissions from all over the world. In every genre and incredible range of topics. And yeah, it's amazing what we're seeing. And just so anybody knows, we have a submit button on our website, stratfordfilmfestival.com. So if you want to learn more about, you know, how to submit and what you can submit, please go there.
Yeah, perfect. So if you're working on a short film, you can submit it there and maybe we'll see it in November. That's awesome.
We would love it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Claire Bickley with Stratford Film Festival. Lots coming our way from the film festival. So thank you so much. We're looking forward to
it. Thank you. Thank you for all the support. Thank you to the incredible audiences in Stratford and the way that they have supported us from the beginning.